Get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Today we're talking about reading lists and tomorrow credits, which essentially is another much longer list. How do you do those with conviction and a little bit of conversationality perhaps as well? I mean, lists very often can be quite boring and it's your job to make them sound less so. We're talking about maybe, okay, let's have an example today, a news story about the selling points of a showbiz star's home that's up for sale. You have to read the possibly a little bit uninspiring script in an interesting way rather than simply rattling it off. Now, if you look in our show notes today, you'll see a sentence there that we're going to be working on today. So take a little look at that. And in this situation, looking at that sentence, you need to add variety and interest by using some of the various elements that we've looked at already over the past several months. So alter the pitch slightly on each item. That's not simply going up and down a range, but finding an almost random variety. Almost random? Yeah, it would be daft to go from a high pitch to a low one, for example. You know, it's got 8 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, heated garage and stables, a gym, home cinema. Yeah, that would be daft, just going up and down like that. You need to add a little bit of variety, but not just going up and down like that. So, you know, be a little bit manic, wouldn't it? And also vary the rate, even putting in a pause or two to help highlight some of the more unusual features. Again, we've spoken about pausing and the value of a little bit of silence. Could just be a microsecond in between various sentences, in between different phrases within a sentence. We spent some time several months ago talking about the value of silence. So bearing that in mind, you could be saying it has 8 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, pause, a heated garage and stables, pause, a gym and home cinema, and pause, an underground, yeah, that kind of thing. Also, bear in mind that you could be, well, let's kind of put this together. So 8 bedrooms, you could be doing kind of straight. We're talking about a large house, so 8 bedrooms perhaps is not unusual. You could put the inflection up on 6 and stay up in pitch for bathrooms. You'd also want to lift the word heated because that's an unusual part about a garage. But it's also even more unusual about stables being heated. So expressing some surprise as you have in that particular part of the sentence, in those few words. You can maybe speed up through kind of almost expected information. Gosh, a showbiz star's house has got a gym and a home cinema. You know, we're not totally surprised by that. We're just throwing it in. They're perhaps to be expected in a property of this size. But then draw out the next and, followed by a slow, maybe low reading of that final phrase, because it is unusual. And then you've got something maybe like this. It has 8 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and a heated garage and stables, a gym and home cinema, and an underground walkway to another separate home on the property. Something like that. Okay. This subtle mix-up of movement will help engage the listener's interest, changing the copy enough to make it more dynamic and easier for the listener to understand. Now, many lists are much shorter than that, often 3 items, because of the accompanying satisfying rhythm. We spoke about this before, didn't we? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 3 items. Friends, Romans, countrymen. 3 items. Faith, hope, and charity. A list of 3. In fact, I've given another list of 3 because I gave you 3 examples. So when you have such a string, the first item could be read in a standard way, the second with an upward inflection offering difference and a suggestion that there's more to come, followed by a slight pause, and the third item with a downward inflection to show that the list has ended. Friends, Romans, countrymen. Yeah. So what Shakespeare was saying in that was he was having the crowd addressed as friends, first of all. Yeah. And then the speaker was saying, you're more than friends, you're Romans. Give a sense of pride. So lifting up Romans. So starting off friends on an even keel. Friends, Romans, bit more significance. And then a pause before we come down because that downward inflection, giving a sense of finality at the end of the list of three, yeah, in which is really archaic narration skills of rhetoric, countryman said with finality and a sense of significance, friends, Romans, countrymen, yeah, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay, all of those things. Faith, hope, and charity. Lists of three. How do you read a cast list? I'll bring that advice to you tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.